Does Lima like?
Or does Lima no like?
Like?
Chummy likey.
I'm liking it.
I like it a lot.
No like.
He doesn't like you.
I don't like you either.
You're tacky and I hate you.
Like or no like? Like or no like?
But I definitely knew what I liked, and I definitely knew what I didn't like.
Obviously, we're going to start out with baseball. We're going to start out with the Guardians, and we're going to start out with a team that maybe later today could be in command of this ALDS. And then it's the thing about baseball, light at the end of that tunnel. It's right there. Like, you win today, you beat their ace, you beat the Cy Young Award most likely winner. You're like, we're going to be in the Final Four. We're going to go to the ALCS. It's that quick, but you got to take care of business. They did on Saturday, and Steven Vogt on this team. Is there something special about them? He sure thinks so.
Blast. I mean, our guys run hard, play hard, work hard before the game. And, you know, again, you try to cause chaos on offense. And our guys did that today. Hemi with the infield single, you know, just trying to make things happen. We get the break in the first inning, but our guys kept their heads down. They're running hard. So it's who we are. We're always going to play hard until the last outs record.
And it all starts with Kwan, right? We were wondering with his injury concerns. I think this was part of the reason that maybe people weren't puffing their chest out a month before the end of the season, 3 weeks before the end of the season. They're like, well, what's going on with Kwan? You need a viable leadoff hitter.
He had 7 at-bats since coming back from the injury stuff. Yeah, so.
And what did he do? He draws a pair of walks. He gets a hit. Like,
he was a foot away from a home run.
Right. So
to start the game,
that makes you feel tremendous.
Can I give credit to somebody else here during Lima Likes About Baseball? I don't know if you had him in your thing. I know we heard about David Fry being injured earlier this year. I think he's playing with something. And for him to come through in the clutch yesterday and get that double in the sixth and really put things away, and then the way he's just kind of grinding through, I know that some people have been down on him. I want to see what the story is after the season about David Fry, because it looks like he's trying to play through something there, and I got to give him a lot of credit because he's still hitting the baseball.
Absolutely, and that's going to be a big part of it. Obviously, how good he was early in the season, they were a different baseball team. They were a different baseball team offensively. So I agree. That's another Lima Likes. That's a good one right there. Plus, you got to have fun with
Lima Likes.
Tanner Bibee. I mean, it's 4 2/3, and we wondered how long could the starters go. And if you would have told me he went 4 2/3, might have been a little nervous.
Especially, he's the one guy you're going, hey, he's probably going 6 or 7.
Yes. Yes.
He only threw, what, 76 pitches?
You know what? Hey, when it works, it works. And you have a lead like that, It makes you feel really good. And so, obviously, the availability. I mean, Tanner Bibee is going to be going strong when you see him again later in this series, if you even have to see him again later in this series.
Well, and the one thing that probably, you know, the relievers didn't get to throw for a week, right? They hadn't pitched in a while. You got 4 guys you need to work in. They were probably going to let him go 5 and work in the relievers.
It's a great point, because those guys, while we're all like, hey, we get some time off now and we can get everybody at full strength, the relievers want to pitch. They want to pitch every day. They do those simulation games for a reason. It's a big part of not just the hitters, but what the bullpen, what the relievers want. So Bibee gives up just 4 hits. Those are the only 4 hits of the game. And he struck out 6. So that was beautiful. And even we got some beautiful news yesterday.
Lima Likes.
At least for my degenerate friends. Jose Ramirez. And we need an official score. And I believe Mitch just looks like a guy who would play the part of an official score at some point.
Yes, of course.
Jose Ramirez, they went back and it was originally ruled a fielder's choice on that tough hop with an error.
In the first inning. Yeah.
Yes. When the runner advanced, they now turned it into an RBI double, and multiple buddies ended up winning money yesterday because of that decision. So not only did you get the Guardians win on Saturday, you got the official scores decision yesterday, which gave them more money in their wallet. Mitch, what did you think of the decision? Did you think it was an error? Old school baseball people are like, come on. You've got to call a spade here. Mitch, are you old school or new school on this? And he's not on the mic. His mic needs to be on, Mitch, for us to be able to do the segment as intended.
Say what you're saying, Mitch.
I'm calling a spade. That clearly looked like an error that McKinstry got handcuffed on.
So are you taking it away from Jose Ramirez?
I don't want to take it away because he did contribute to the the first inning barrage. But
if you were a full Guardians fan, you would have been supporting him the whole way, but you're not a full Guardians fan.
I mean, I was actually at the game for Saturday, and you weren't, so.
Whoa. Wow. Wait a second.
What does that mean, you were at the
price
game and I
fish.
Wasn't?
Ask him about the price of fish.
That, you can go to the game all you want. You know how many people go to baseball and football and basketball games who don't know what the hell they're looking at? What's that mean?
In fact, I spent my valuable Saturday going to the game and then hosting the postgame show afterwards, going to work while you were off doing whatever you needed
really
to do.
You really want to sit here and try to call me out for the amount of hours
he
worked,
did host the postgame, guys.
Is that?
I'd like to hear more about what
you'd like to do.
I know he hosted the postgame because we have it here.
Oh, yeah. Boom.
Game one is in the books, and this is the place to talk about it. Time for the Division Series postgame show.
Right,
a lot of sound effects.
Sports Radio, 92.3 The Fan.
Whoa. So many sound effects.
This was literally as the final pitch was coming in.
Hey. Is your mic not working?
All righty. We are just seconds away. Yes, a fly ball to left field, and that will do it. Game one in the books, ladies and gentlemen. Your Cleveland Guardians are up 1-0 in the Detroit Tigers series after beating the Tigers 7-0.
All right.
Okay.
Right, great. Mitch.
And you weren't there for it, Ken.
Yeah, where were you?
Where were you in that space of 30 seconds?
He's coaching football.
Sweet, sweet bed.
Oh, wait, at the end of the game?
No.
At the end of the game, I was watching the game on TV.
Well, Mitch was here hosting the postgame.
That's what I was doing. Mitch, how were the callers? Were they going nuts?
A few of them called. We took a couple calls. A lot of them were very, very ecstatic, very positive.
Yeah, it's one of those that, you know, the game was over so fast for so many fans. You know, maybe for your debut, you probably were hoping for...
Oh, you needed that Phillies game last night.
Yeah, oh my God.
Yeah.
That would have been incredible. So instead, you kind of sat around and waited for a long time.
A little bit, but it wasn't too bad.
What was you? Did you have a big take?
I mean, just based on the fact that they were able to win. I'm with you guys. If the series, if they go up 2-0 in the series, there's no reason they shouldn't go to Detroit and come back with the ALCS wrapped up.
Okay. One final note.
Lima likes.
Love talking to the fans. Ran into Larry Henderson, who is in charge of the parking lot at Akron, and he said, "Where's your boy Carmen? I don't care. You carry the show." So I really enjoyed that. However,
Lima no like.
Yesterday, MGM Grand, Ruby, she goes, "Where's Carmen?" I go, "Oh, he couldn't be here today." She goes, "I really wanted to talk to Ken Carmen. He makes me laugh." And I said, "Not like that other guy he hosts the show with, right?" And she goes, "I don't know who that is." And then Jonathan Pierley goes, "Anthony Limo, we welcome him back to the pregame show." And she just kind of walked away. She was very sad that you weren't there. So
tell Ruby I'm sorry.
But Ruby was very nice.
I love you, Ruby. I'm sorry. I'm going to meet you soon. I promise.
Yeah. It'll get out there. Oh, that's it for Lima Likes.
All right. It was wonderful. Well, that was a real cavalcade of emotions, wasn't it, there during that entire segment?
You know all what, right. Mitch? Mitch got some playoff post-game baseball
little
under his
seasoning.
Belt.
We're gonna
get little some seasoning.